first, here's news editor Kirsty Bedford with all the travel news you can use.
In travel news this week, just two of 10 Queensland resort islands are in full operation, with the closure of the others sending negative messages to key tourism markets, according to The Australian. Luxury Hayman Island will be closed until at least the middle of next year, after reopening 3 years ago after an $80 million renovation. And Daydream Island will remain closed until mid-2018, while it undergoes a $50 million refurbishment to repair cyclone damage. Hamilton Island is operating, but its six-star resort will shut until at least July. Meanwhile, the once popular Lindeman Island has been shut since it was bought in 2012 by a Chinese group, which says it will spend $600 million redeveloping it, while mining tycoon Peter Bond bought Dunk Island after it was damaged by Cyclone Yasi and says he will soon reopen the resort. Daydream Island Resort General Manager Dawson Tang says following an assessment, it was not feasible to invest money in reopening in the next few months, only for it to close again for the refurbishment. Daydream had previously announced it would not accept guests until at least April 2017, while it carried out a full assessment of the impact of Cyclone Debbie. It'll now remain closed until 2018. He says that while some redundancies will be necessary in the short term, they're doing everything possible to minimise this. For Aussies who dream of living the millionaire lifestyle but on an affordable budget, the latest hotel price index from hotels.com has revealed 18 destinations globally where Aussie travellers nabbed five-star hotel luxury for $200 or less per night. For the second year running, top-of-the-range luxury was enjoyed for far less in Siem Reap, Cambodia, which came out on top as the best value destination. The average price paid for a five-star hotel room in 2016 was $140 a night. The vibrant streets of Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia came in as the second most affordable destination for five-star accommodation, where the average price paid for a luxury hotel room was only $143 per night. A five-star room in the beachside town of Pattaya, Thailand was $163, and in Istanbul, Turkey, $170. Back home, popular Australian destinations offered premier accommodation on a shoestring budget, with Brisbane, Adelaide, Cairns, Canberra and Perth all coming in under $200 a night. Across the ditch, it's Rotorua and Christchurch, which offered five-star rooms at just $170 and $176 per night, respectively. Travellers presented with an overwhelming choice of holiday destinations are more likely to be dissatisfied with the one they ultimately select, according to research by the University of Sydney Business School. A research article titled "Too Many Destinations to Visit: Tourists' Dilemma" also says the problem has been aggravated by the internet and calls on travel companies to proactively guide customers towards a more satisfactory choice. The business school says the research results challenge the widespread belief that more is better. The research urges travel advisors to decrease or limit the number of destinations offered to customers and to listen to customers in order to understand the strengths and competencies that make them feel better. It goes on to say that they can boost their clients' confidence by praising their skills and capabilities before presenting them with a destination portfolio. Alice Springs-based company Outback Ballooning has launched a new hot air balloon which offers capacity for 24 passengers plus pilot, making it the largest commercial hot air balloon operating in Australia and potentially the Southern Hemisphere. The new balloon's basket is divided into four separate passenger compartments plus one exclusively for the pilot and includes seating. It was handmade by Cameron Balloons in Bristol, England, which have manufactured more than 12,000 balloons since the early 1970s. Approximately 2,500 meters or more than 2.5 kilometers of fabric, sewn up by approximately 16 kilometers of thread, makes up the impressive balloon envelope. Having carried around 250,000 passengers, Outback Ballooning is one of the longest established ballooning businesses in Australia. And finally, a married man has gone to extraordinary lengths to avoid going on holiday with his online girlfriend, according to news.com.au. Police in India arrested the 32-year-old for allegedly staging an elaborate hoax about an aircraft hijack plot. According to a statement from the police, the man emailed Mumbai police claiming to be a woman who overheard six men at a hotel plotting to hijack planes the next day. As a result, extra security was put in place at three airports. But he ended up admitting he made it all up after police tracked him down by tracing the IP address of the computer the email was sent off and CCTV footage. During police interrogation, he said he staged the hoax after his online girlfriend proposed a holiday, but he couldn't afford to take her. He said he told her of his financial woes, but she wouldn't take no for an answer. He then decided to make it look like the airline cancelled the trip, afraid that his girlfriend would no longer speak to him if he cancelled it. He was arrested on 4 charges, including impersonation and providing false information. That's Travel News This Week. I'm Kirsty Bedford.
Thank you so much, Kirsty. News editor Kirsty Bedford there with this week's Travel News.